As early as this Friday, President Obama is expected to receive the results of a top-to-bottom review of the nation's cybersecurity program. The president ordered the review 60 days ago, and he's expected to include recommendations on how to protect important financial and communications networks. One of this town's top good government groups is weighing in with suggestions for the White House on cybersecurity, and Federal News Radio's Max Kakis is just back from Farragut Square, and he joins us right here, right now, live, with a preview of his story for tomorrow morning's Federal Drive. And Max, we're talking about the Center for Democracy and Technology, right?
Yeah, that's right, Chris. If you remember back on February 9th, President Obama instructed his National Security and Homeland Security advisors to review all federal cybersecurity programs and activities. He asked them to return in 60 days with their report. That deadline is coming up. Today, Leslie Harris, CDT's president, gave us some ideas on what she would like to see emerge from the White House cybersecurity review.
I think that the first thing that we would like to see in this report, and frankly, we'd like to see it in you know, how Congress addresses this issue, is a recognition that not all, quote, critical infrastructure is the same. The Internet is not just an engine of our economy. It is the engine of our democracy. It is a free speech area. And, you know, what we're hoping is that we move from talking about solutions to cybersecurity for critical infrastructure as if all critical infrastructure is the same. I mean, the solutions that you might impose on industries that have been traditionally regulated, power grids, water, and what you might do for the public Internet ought to be really different. They raise entirely different civil liberties questions. So, you know, first and foremost, we would like an acknowledgement that the public Internet is different.
Greg Nogheim, CDT's senior counsel and director of the Project on Freedom, Security, and Technology, outlines one specific area he'd like to see clarified in the forthcoming report.
It's become clear from the lack of transparency in the cybersecurity initiative from the last administration, that transparency actually helps the program be successful, and that a lack of transparency is an indicator that the program might not be. Transparency builds trust both at the business level and at the level of the public. The public needs to know what's being done to protect their privacy, and also what's being done to protect security.
Nogheim also says he wants the White House and President Obama to think twice and then think again about letting the National Security Agency take the lead on much of the federal government's cybersecurity planning.
We're ruling in a role for the NSA to the extent that it has experience and expertise that would be useful in protecting our systems. In fact, it should be sharing that expertise. But it shouldn't be in the lead role. And the reason for that, or one of the reasons for that, is say you're the NSA and you discover a vulnerability in a system used by a foreign government and you exploit it. Will the NSA be disclosing information about that vulnerability in order to protect U.S. systems against similar intrusions by foreign governments? And it's a very difficult question. I don't want to downplay how difficult it is, but it's not clear how the NSA resolves those issues, and it just seems to put that entity in charge of the whole initiative would be a mistake. People sometimes forget that the Department of Homeland Security was statutorily charged with protecting critical infrastructure. It was in the statute that created the Department of Homeland Security. And when you look at some of the criticisms of how DHS has fallen short of securing our infrastructure, a lot of the problems are fixable. Some of the problems that the Government Accountability Office pointed out were that the DHS had lacked consistent leadership, that they were underfunded, that insufficient attention was being paid to the issue at the top levels. Well, that can all change. And in fact, it should change with a change in administrations and a change in leadership at DHS. So we look at that as a place where Congress could do some more to strengthen the DHS role, but that putting NSA in charge would not be a solution to those problems.
Also, tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, the Center for Democracy and Technology will weigh in on the debate between privacy and cybersecurity. They find that it's not necessarily a case of having one at the expense of another.
Did they talk any at all about whether they had a sense as to how the president is going to, are they going to release the findings or talk about them, or how are we going to find out about this?
They're not entirely sure, Chris, about the shape of the table, as it were, because the president gave the National Security and Homeland Security teams 60 days, so actually, this Friday would be just a little bit short of 60 days. So what they're right now, without anybody really knowing what it is, this is sort of a preliminary report.
Right.
There's been no announcement from the White House when this will be coming out or discussed. They just know that sometime on Friday, there's going to be this document that will emerge. That will be the preliminary report of the two teams on cybersecurity.
And of course, a lot of concern about, you know, there's a lot of infighting going on right now about who sort of controls cybersecurity issues.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the DHS cybersecurity guy left, and the Air Force tried to have it for a while.
Right.
Does NSA, does it belong with NSA? A lot of infighting there, and the hope is that out of all this, there'll be some delineations of authorities, I think.
Yeah, and one other wrinkle to all of this is the fact that there are several bills circulating now on Capitol Hill that are going to be pegged to this report that will try and make some adjustments to the nation's cybersecurity program. Top of mind for CDT is Senator Rockefeller's bill, because the thought is that because he was the first out of the gate with his bill, this is going to be the stalking horse against which everybody else is going to parse their own legislation to modify cybersecurity. So this is going to be an issue that's going to be with us for
a lot of concerns about that bill, though. There's a lot of people talking about it.
There are, and they discussed it here, but they didn't discuss it in detail. And I think they're watching what they say, so that in order not to alienate Senator Rockefeller.